Lucy Rourke Adams is 87 years old, and she just retired this week from her post as a neuropathologist at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. She grew up in Minnesota as one of five daughters, and her decision to become a physician did not sit well with her mother.
Because she said, if you become a doctor, you'll never get married because men don't like smart women.
But Lucy Rourke Adams knew this was the right thing for her.
Well, I was always fascinated by the brain. When I was 4 years old, I used to go outside after a rainstorm and find the angleworms that had crawled between the cracks of the sidewalk and pull them out of the cracks and tear them apart to see what was inside.
She entered medical school in 1953, one of five women in her class of 110 students. She got married, despite her mother's warnings, and after graduation, her husband suggested that she should get into pathology because, as a specialist, she'd be home more often. From there, her career took another turn.
On my first day of pathology residency at Philadelphia General Hospital, where all of the residents were sitting in the room with their microscopes, and the chairman of the department walked in, Dr. William Eric, who was a fantastic pathologist. He looked around the room, and he came over to where I was sitting, and he said to me, "You're the only girl here. Pediatrics is the province of ladies, and you have to do all the pediatric autopsies." Well, of course, that would not be politically correct these days, but in those days, I said, "Yes, sir," and I did as I was told. And it was really the most wonderful thing he could have done for me because it focused my attention on pediatrics. And then when I elected to pursue a career in neuropathology, it seemed appropriate to focus on the problems of the nervous system in infants and children. And so the career blossomed from that point.
Rourke Adams' career is one long string of stellar achievements, but she says she's most proud of her role in advancing science around a specific type of brain tumor. As president of the American Association of Neuropathologists, she challenged the findings of a famous colleague, the world's leading expert on medulloblastoma. She said her challenge, which many colleagues called shocking, resulted in a lot of new research.
And I'm very happy to say that over the years, that was in 1982, over the years, the basic scientists have learned a great deal about this tumor, such that now it's been determined that there are four subtypes of this tumor. Each is quite different from the genetic point of view, and the treatment of these tumors is now being arranged so that the children will have more specific treatment rather than the general kind of treatment. So we've made tremendous advances in that regard, and that's a very comforting and gratifying outcome.
Does it seem to you that these advances are happening at a faster rate now, perhaps because scientists have better tools and better ways to get ahead more quickly?
Oh, indeed. I wish I were 35 years younger, because it is so exciting to see what's going on, particularly what's happening in the cytogenetics world. And one can hardly keep up with what's going on and the advances that are being made, which are just unbelievable.
So why retire now?
Well, as I said, I wish I were 35 years younger.
What do you want to do in your retirement?
Well, I tell my friends I'm going to exchange the microscope for the telescope. I know nothing about the stars. I know nothing about astronomy, and it's always fascinated me. So my husband gave me a telescope for Christmas, and as soon as I settle down, I'm going to start studying astronomy.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.